Hello, and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Judy, your everyday psychologist. I'm glad you're here. Today, we're talking about something small, simple, and surprisingly difficult for many of us, compliments. And the timing couldn't be better, because National Compliment Day is coming up. So this is the perfect moment to think about how we give compliments, and maybe even more importantly, how we receive them. Many people assume that accepting a compliment should be the easiest thing in the world, but for a lot of us, it's actually uncomfortable. We brush it off, we make a joke, we deny what was said, or we change the subject entirely. Sound familiar? So let's explore why this happens, what our minds tend to do in those moments, and how we can respond to compliments in a healthier, more confident, and more connected way. Why accepting compliments feels so hard. When someone compliments us, our work, our personality, even our outfit, it's meant as a small moment of connection. But inside, a lot of automatic thoughts get in the way. They don't really mean it. They're just being polite. If I say thank you, I'll sound arrogant. This is embarrassing. Let's change the subject. These thoughts are incredibly common, but they're not very helpful. And often, they're old habits rooted in self-doubt or fear of seeming full of ourselves. But here's the thing. When you dismiss a compliment, you're not only shutting down kindness, you're also denying yourself a chance to build your own confidence. How to receive compliments more confidently. So let's talk about what a healthy response actually looks like. It's simpler than you might think. Step one, pause and listen. Let the words land. Don't rush past them. Step two, make gentle eye contact and smile. This signals openness and warmth. Step three, say thank you. That's it. You don't need to justify it, explain it, or offer a compliment in return just to balance the moment. Accepting a compliment doesn't make you vain. It makes you human. And it makes the other person feel good too. After all, giving a compliment is an act of generosity. When we allow ourselves to receive these small moments of positive feedback, we slowly teach our brains something important. Maybe the nice things people say about me are actually true. Giving compliments and why it matters. Now let's flip to the other side. Giving compliments is just as powerful. A good compliment shows that you're paying attention, that you appreciate something about another person, and that you're confident enough to express it. People naturally feel drawn to those who are generous with their kindness. Here are a few tips. Be specific. Your presentation was so clear and organized is more meaningful than, good job. Be sincere. People can sense when you don't mean it. Keep it short. A sentence or two is plenty. Use your compliment to spark conversation. For example, I really like that jacket. Where did you find it? It shows interest and keeps things flowing naturally. And most importantly, don't overthink it. If something positive comes to mind, say it. A challenge for National Compliment Day. So here's your gentle challenge for this week. Give one sincere compliment and receive one without deflecting. When someone says something kind, try simply, thank you, that means a lot. See how it feels. Notice what comes up. You might be surprised by how much these small exchanges can boost not only your own self-esteem, but the mood of everyone around you. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I hope you'll try out these tools and celebrate National Compliment Day with a little more intentionality and kindness. Until next time, take care.